Welcome everyone to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. We have an exciting episode this week. This past Wednesday was the first day of school at our brand new Wasatch Elementary School. I visited the school on Wednesday morning to talk to students, parents, and employees about their thoughts and excitement about finally being in the new building. But before we hear from them, here are our updates. The school board held a board meeting on Tuesday, January 14th. The following discussions took place. We had a great discussion about graduation rates in Provo City School District and comparisons with the state. We had the board assigned to new committee assignments. We had Emily Harrison, Gina Hales, and Terry McCabe sworn in to the Board of Education. We know that Terry and Gina have been serving on the board for the past 4 years, but this begins their next term. We also had a discussion about a municipal building authority, or what is also known as a lease revenue bond, to help with the financing of Timpview High School and the Dixon site reconstruction. And we also had a conversation about the Utah Fits All scholarship. At the December 10th board meeting, the board approved a change to this year's school calendar. This change means that the school year will now end on Wednesday, May 21st, which is 2 days earlier than originally planned. This information has been emailed to all parents and been posted on the district website and social media. There are 6 new policies or procedures available for review on our district website. Go to provo.edu, click on Policies, Forms, and Documents. You can click on Review Draft Policies here, and you will see drafts of Policy 1100, Board Elections and Redistricting, Policy 1200, Fiscal Responsibilities of the Board, Policy 1430, Public Input in Board Meetings, Policy 6600, Procedure 3, Hazardous Bus Routes and Space Available Bus Services. Policy 7050, Procedure 2, Safe Routes to School. Continue watching for my weekly video casts in your email every Monday. These video casts provide one place for you to learn about important things happening across the district. And now let's hear from our excited patrons who are stoked to be at the new Wasatch Elementary School. Tell us your name, and then I want you guys to tell me your name and what grades you guys are in.
My name is Lacey Forston.
My name is Ivana, and I'm in second grade.
My name is Cole Forston, and I'm in Mr. Scribner's sixth grade class.
So what do you guys think about coming to a new school?
I really like it. It's very cool and very new.
What about you?
It's big.
It is big, isn't it? Super tall, right?
But I thought there might be some problems up there because I thought maybe some kids might be like, my backpack, and drop their backpack down.
Oh, it's true, because there's 3 floors, right? How has the transition been for your kids to move from the old building to this building?
It's bittersweet, but honestly, what can you say about this building? It's amazing. There's no comparison as far as what we're moving up to. And I know it's been a huge transition for the teachers, and we're super grateful for everything that they've done, because it's a big, big thing to move in the middle of the year. So we're super excited. It's amazing.
So good. Well, I wish you both an awesome day in your new school. Okay, so tell us your name.
Sophia Cardoza.
And what grade are you in, Sophia?
5th grade.
My name is Luna Cardoza.
And what grade are you in?
3rd grade.
3rd grade. And what do you guys think about coming to a new school in the middle of the school year?
Happy and sad.
Oh, tell me why you're sad a little bit.
It's because I just miss that school, and I just, like, I've been there for a pretty long time.
That's true. What about you?
Pretty exciting because... and a lot of stairs.
There are so many stairs. What are you most looking forward to about being in a new building?
The view. The view is really good.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like, no matter where you look out, you can see pretty incredible things. So what about you as parents? Tell us a little bit about how this transition has been going with your kids.
Yeah, it's been a little disruptive to our normal schedule, but, like, totally worth it. It's awesome that they get new facilities. Like, Wasatch is, I mean, kind of an older school.
It's very old.
So it's nice to just see a beautiful building that just looks amazing. It's incredible.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, it's like it's actually a lot closer to us now that it's here, so that's kind of nice.
Sometimes there's perks, right, to moving. Well, I want to wish you guys an awesome first day in this new building. Bye now. What's your name, sweetie?
Raphael.
And what grade are you in, Raphael?
First grade.
First grade. Are you so excited to be in this new school?
Yeah, very excited. It has more floors than my sister's school.
Oh my goodness, more floors than your sister's school. That's incredible.
Like my 13-year-old sister.
So you're much bigger than your 13-year-old sister, right? No. Oh. Okay. Have a good day. Thank you. So what's your name?
Emily.
What's your last name, Emily?
Bundy.
And what grade are you in, Emily?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. Okay, and we got Mom here, yes?
I'm Becky Bundy.
Perfect. Okay, tell me a little bit about what you think about coming to this new school.
It's cool.
What are you most looking forward to?
The classrooms have a lot of windows.
They do. You get to see so many more things. Tell me, Mom, how this transition has been, because this is hard in the middle of the school year. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have seen some awesome help. Like, a lot of parents have come help, and a lot of people have donated food and stuff for the teachers, and the teachers have worked so hard. So it's been a good transition. I'm excited.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that. Okay, I'm going to let you guys get to your class. Tell us your name and what grade you're in.
Arlie Elrod, fifth grade.
Kate Hickman, fifth grade.
Okay, what are you most excited about in being in this new school?
Bathrooms.
The bathrooms. Oh, do tell more. Why are you excited about the bathrooms?
We had to use the preschooler bathroom, so it was like so less space. Everyone peed on the ground. It was so gross.
So you get brand new, beautiful bathrooms. Yeah. That's going to be awesome. What else are you looking forward to?
Bathrooms.
Oh, you're also looking forward to bathrooms. What do you think about the size of the school? Does it feel big?
Love it. Love it.
Oh, why do you love it? Sometimes people get scared about a big building.
Well, I love it because I moved here last year and my old school had a ginormous. So I was like, when we moved to this one, I was like, oh no, it's not the same. And then I moved to this one and I was like, okay, this is so much more better because then you get more room and like more people to talk to. And there's like academy rooms. So like it gets more
common rooms.
So then it gets more like active. Yeah. And, like, more people, like, having fun. Like, because this is, like, new and they're going to have more fun, like, walking around and just, like, be like, oh, look at this. I found something new.
Have you guys been up to your classroom?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what you love about your classroom that's in comparison to your old school.
The desks are, like, way taller. And we have a amazing view because we're on the third floor.
So you're looking out this way, west, and it's just beautiful, isn't it? It might distract you a little bit, maybe.
Me and her are on the opposite side of the window, so.
So you'll be okay. But, oh, well, I'm excited. I hope you guys have a great day. Okay, all right. I'm going to ask you a few questions. So tell me your name.
I'm Helen Burt.
Okay, I'm a sixth grader. Tell me what you're most excited about in terms of coming to this new building.
I think it's very pretty, and my class probably has one of the best views since I'm on the top floor. I'm in Miss Isom Leo Red class.
So tell me how this school really is so different from the old Wasatch.
Well, first off, it's much bigger, and it's also not 75 years old, or 76, whatever.
Have you been up to your classroom yet? Not yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So what are you most looking forward to about being in this space?
I mean, they've been talking about it for a while, so I've always just been really excited to come to the new school, and it's really exciting, and being able to watch it being built was really cool. Like, the huge retaining wall, like, me and, like, my grandma and cousin would always call it a castle just because of how the retaining walls looked, and the field is amazing for soccer. I love soccer. And like soccer and football, frisbee, that kind of stuff, it's amazing for that.
You feel like you're going to have better facilities and be served better in that way.
Yeah, probably.
That's awesome. Well, I want to wish you a really great day. I'm here with Principal Ruth Ann Snow at Wasatch Elementary. Good morning.
Good morning. I get emotional just thinking about all of the hard work our staff and teachers have done for months, but particularly the last 5-6 days. And our parent community has been feeding us daily. They've helped us pack. We had an army of volunteers helping us unpack. They continue to spoil us. It has made a Herculean task manageable, because of all of their hard work, and we are so grateful.
It's interesting, as I've talked with every single parent, they have brought up the teachers and just how hard they've worked and how awesome they are. So just kudos to you and your staff. What are you most looking forward to by being in this new building?
I'm just so excited for the energy that I feel. And I think that students are going to love their new spaces. We have areas to collaborate, the new playground, everything's new. And so that just brings an energy and a sense of responsibility that we really want to harness and just instill a sense of pride that we've had in our old school, but to bring it here into this new space and really respect it and have it show not only in our academics, but in just all areas of our students' lives.
What's kind of fun is that you already have this really tight-knit, awesome Wasatch community, and you just got to transplant it to like this very cool facility. So it's really great. Tell us about one of the challenges and how people have helped you overcome some of those challenges.
I think anytime you're leaving a new space, I use the analogy of someone has built you your dream home, but you've never seen it. And you get to go in and you get to figure out new systems. And, you know, if it was a kitchen that you've never seen, it would be, where am I putting my peanut butter? Where am I putting my honey? Where's the knife to, you know, cut the bread? Our teachers have been so flexible. They've seen their spaces. They saw their new classrooms maybe once or twice before they moved in. It's a different space, but they have come up with such amazing solutions, and they've been just really flexible in how they're learning to use their new space to make it work for their classrooms. And they've done that in a matter of days.
Literally a matter of days. It's been pretty impressive. So
I want to compliment them too. I've heard from a lot of parents who have been so impressed and pleased with the online learning that was provided. We set the bar high. And for those students that took advantage of it, they really had meaningful and very intentional learning if they took advantage of that on those 2 days.
Yeah, that really shows the dedication where I'm still providing the learning while I'm unpacking my classroom and managing all of these different things. That takes a lot of energy. So thank you, Ruth Ann, to you and your staff. Okay, I'm here with Meg Van Wagnen, who is one of our board members, and she oversees Wasatch Elementary. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about how you're feeling this morning as we're opening up this school.
I am feeling so excited, and I am feeling so grateful for Principal Snow, her faculty, her teachers, and just the endeavor to accomplish moving in the middle of a school year. It is so fun to be here with all the students and their parents, and everyone's excited. It's just really, really fun, and I'm just really excited for this community.
What have been some of the challenges that we faced in trying to move this school, especially in the middle of a school year, that you've helped us navigate?
So one is like how to minimize disruption to learning and instruction, but also giving our teachers time to move and organize their classrooms, right? And essentially them having to go offline for a few days in sense they don't print things off. They don't have access to their tech stuff. So trying to navigate how to orchestrate that. And I do give a lot of credit once again to Principal Snow for coming up with a really great plan. And this is what our on-day learnings are going to look like. And then the district staff helping with all that, and also being able to say, okay, how many days of online learning can we do realistically, but still give everybody time to do this?
It's awesome. It's been really great to see the energy here. What have you been most excited about with this new building? Like, as you're watching kids come in, where's the greatest excitement coming from?
I think them being able just to see this new space that they've been hearing about and knowing is coming, and like, this is it. And really for them all to be in a safe building, the great things that were happening in the old building can continue in this building, and the new things that will happen in this building, the new traditions that will start.
What's been so great is Wasatch has such a tight-knit community, and that community just got plopped into a brand new building, but it's like, it's still here, and you see evidence of that everywhere. Anything else you want to add about this morning or about the process?
I don't think so. I just am feeling so excited and so grateful that we got to the finish line here.
I think what's also interesting is how many people were so skeptical of what this building was going to look like. And now to talk with people, and now that they see it, they're like, no, this is a fantastic space for our kids. So that's been really fun too. So thank you. All right, I'm here with Melanie Hall, who is one of our board members. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me what has been most exciting about moving here to the new Wasatch Elementary.
Just the fact that this is finally coming to fruition. I've been on the board since this needed to happen. And now that it's here, it's so exciting.
What have been some of the challenges or things that you've dealt with as a board member that you feel like have kind of resolved themselves as a result of this building being built and people actually seeing it?
I think the fact that we took into consideration that their building was old, we wanted to hear what they wanted, we took what their needs were, and I feel like we incorporated it over here and we gave them a beautiful building.
It's pretty incredible. The kids are so excited about the view and they keep mentioning how fantastic like the spaces and their classrooms. What have you heard from the community about? What are they most excited about?
The newness. I wish most people could be here and hear the buzz of all the kids around us right here. And even the parents are like, oh, this is so fun. I mean, you could just see them just bouncing around and excited to be here.
It's awesome. Thank you very much. Okay, tell us your name and what grade you teach.
I'm Jane Wells and I teach second grade.
Tell me about what this process has been to move schools in the middle of the year.
Well, it has been really challenging. But also, we've been really supported, and I feel so grateful. We're so happy to be here in this new space. I attended that old Wasatch as a child, so I have a lot of sentimental feelings wrapped up in that building. But this building is just incredible, and we're thrilled to have this new space to be able to work in. So thank you so much.
It's so great. And your classroom looks amazing. I would never have known that you like moved like last week. This is incredible.
I recruited a lot of friends and family and I feel so grateful for them. It came together and it's a wonderful space. And the kids, you can already tell, they're so excited to be here and have this place to learn. So
what are you most excited about this new space?
Well, in our last school, we were separated into two buildings, and that was hard, and I really feel glad to be all together and not have to kind of cross boundaries and different
buildings. Go outside to get to a different part of the building.
In a weird, like, middle of the road place.
Well, I wish you a fantastic first day with your littles and looking forward to seeing all the great things that happen here at Wasatch.
Thank you, Superintendent Dow. We're so grateful for you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Don't forget to join us again next week for another new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Thanks, everybody.